You want to know what a rock is? A rock, what we call a rock, is simply that engram which immediately succeeded after the individual had decided that he himself was nothing. And is the earliest and first time that the individual decided that he himself was nothing and that something else could confront life for him better. And when he'd made that decision, he mocked up with all of the capability he had at that time and continued in existence some hard, resistive, baffling, or useful object, usually a simple geometric figure, and became that thing. After a while, of course, it failed because it wasn't as good as he was, and yet it succeeded well enough and long enough to make him keep it around forever after. And the basis of the whole reactive mind is this one little pivot point, the rock, the first abandonment of personal beingness, the first use of other confrontingness than self. Now, that is the rock, and that is all the rock is. It's simply the crossroads, the lash-up, and the tie-together of the reactive mind. And to get the reactive mind to fly apart, get the engram chains, get the pictures to sort out, get the track in some sort of shape, and so on, is only necessary to find the rock. In Dianetics, a thing called basic was described. Well, the rock is basic. Here, 11 years after the fact, why basic has been isolated on every case. That thing is called the rock. And strange feelings come off a person when he runs into this first time he abandoned his own beingness, when he decided that he himself wasn't good enough and that he'd better be somebody else. A strange feeling runs off, the feeling that he is no one. And about his first, quote, cognition, unquote, his first belief after he begins to run the rock is that he is nobody. He has now found out what he is, nobody. And, of course, that is the bottom rung of the ladder he has now climbed up to. The recognition that he believes himself to be nobody. Now, he can go up from there and eventually regain the fact that he is somebody. It is necessary for him to get the idea that he is trustworthy, that he is confident, that he can do things himself. In order to have an engram bank disappear and stay disappeared. And that comes about when you run a rock thoroughly and run off the basic engrams adopted by the individual. Today, it is not easy to do. It's taken me a great many years to put this together so that the most early techniques of it could now be used again and the phenomena could fly out and we could look at this all over again. Nevertheless, it's possible to do these things today rather simply. Anything we know about engrams today is adequately and amply confirmed by actual observation and experience. The way not to know something about engrams, however, is to go on confronting them with something else. When you can look at them directly, straightly, find out what they are, you'll find out they are packaged experience, painful or not, which substitutes for the beingness and the thinkingness and the havingness and the doingness of the individual. Unless the individual can regain these things for himself, he will continue to be aberrated and continue to have a reactive mind. Thank you.